With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Frontline police officers will soon be rolling out body cams. CNGTV's Leanna Jarvis has more with Superintendent Roger Williams.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service announced the phased rollout on social media. Officials say officers completed training ahead of the launch to ensure they use the devices properly and professionally in the community.
This technology will help improve transparency and improve evidence gathering. And most importantly, help keep both the community and our officers safe. We are proud to be introducing this new technology as we continue working to keep the Cayman Islands safe.
The technology is a commitment to the public that every interaction is grounded in integrity and professional standards, while ensuring judicial outcomes are supported by quality digital evidence.
The National Conservation Council is in a holding pattern awaiting a decision from the judiciary in a case involving feral cats.
Council, remember from the last meeting that we have the judicial review pending. We still await the court's ruling on that application for leave.
Department of Environment's John Bothwell there updating members of the NCC at their recent meeting. Back in February, local nonprofit Feline Friends submitted an application for leave to seek judicial review against the NCC and the DOE's authorization, approval, funding, facilitation, and implementation of cat culling operations, including the shooting, trapping, euthanasia, and killing of cats on Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Grand Cayman, quote, without lawful statutory authority. Mr. Bothwell says the matter, quote, got to the judge a couple months ago, and the DOE is still awaiting the ruling. Entrepreneurs, innovators, and business owners across the Cayman Islands are invited to strengthen one of their most valuable business assets, their intellectual property, at one of four free upcoming workshops. The Intellectual Property Office, in partnership with the Center for Business Development, will host the brand and business workshops monthly through November. SIPO Director Tarita Kalu tells Radio Cayman the sessions will provide practical guidance that can help businesses avoid costly mistakes, build stronger brands, and position themselves for future growth.
Whether you are starting a new business, developing a product, or looking to expand an established company, understanding intellectual property is an essential part of long-term success.
All workshops will be held at the CICBD's office at Baytown Plaza, and you can find a full list of the upcoming workshops on our website, radiokman.gov.ky, under Community Events. In regional news, in Jamaica, nine men from Cooper's Pen Trelawney who claim they were rounded up by police and kept in custody for hours during a controversial demolition exercise in the community have filed a lawsuit against the government for breaches of their constitutional rights. The Jamaica Gleaner reports the lawsuit seeks damages for false imprisonment and assault. It's alleged that high-powered officers burst into the men's home, quote, without reasonable or probable cause, and held them for approximately 13 hours without giving a reason for their arrest and detention. The men claim the officers knew of, quote, or oversaw the demolition of their homes and personal properties while they were in custody, adding that they were released without any criminal charges after the exercise to demolish their homes was completed. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. A court in Syria has sentenced a cousin of the deposed president Bashar al-Assad to death. Wasim al-Assad was convicted of crimes including premeditated murder during the country's civil war. The ruling comes after the former president was sentenced in absentia to death for crimes against humanity during the conflict. In a rare rebuke, the United States has condemned Israeli strikes on a military airfield in Syria's northwestern Idlib province, describing them as an unnecessary escalation. Syria's foreign ministry earlier said the attack on the Abu al-Dhuhr airbase was unjustified. Ukraine says at least 17 people have been killed in an intense wave of overnight Russian strikes. Russian officials say Ukraine launched more than 600 drones towards the Moscow region. The United Nations has demanded a full investigation into an explosion at a school in the Afghan capital Kabul that injured dozens of students. A teacher at the school told the BBC that one of the students may have been carrying unexploded ordnance. BBC News.